Welcome to the audio introduction for An Interrogation, written and directed by Jamie Armitage. Performances run until the 22nd of February, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 1 hour and 5 minutes long with no interval. Access tickets are £12.50. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call the box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of An Interrogation includes Jamie Ballard as Cameron Andrews, Colm Gormley as John Cullen, and Rosie Sheehy as Ruth Palmer. Joanna Nelson has been missing for 68 hours, and with every second that passes, DC Ruth Palmer's hopes of finding her dwindle. The young detective sits down to interview someone who looks like the least likely person to be linked to this investigation. He's a devoted son, a successful businessman, and a respectable member of society. But as the minutes slip away, the detective starts to suspect that all is not as it seems. As you enter through the studio door, you will walk the short corridor towards the space, which is lit from above by an office-style fluorescent light tube encased in a metal grid strip. At the end of the corridor, you come into the performance space, with the seating bank rising to your left and the stage directly in front of it to your right. The stage is a police interview room that has seen better days. It is on a raised triangular platform that points into the middle of the audience. Mottled blue carpet squares cover the entire platform to its edges, with a striped dapple pattern on them. At the back of the platform runs a long wall with a smaller wall joined to either side that follow a 90-degree angle, flanking the sides of the stage. The lower half of these walls are a dark, dull brown brick with a metallic wainscoting panel at their top, separating them from the upper portion of the walls, which are decorated with old, slightly peeling wallpaper that might once have been green but is now an off-cream. The middle section of the wall has a projection covering it, a black background with a large title in white capital letters. As the audience is entering, this alternates between saying, "An interrogation," and "Please turn off your mobile phones." The audience left section of the wall has a brown wooden door set in its middle, with a white frame. In the upper half of the door is a small square window with a slated blind pulled down. Dim light shines through it. Where the middle section of the wall meets the audience right section, there stands a water cooler. At the centre of the stage is a large square pale wooden table with dark metal legs. It is angled the same as the platform of the stage itself, so that one of its corners points out to the middle of the audience. The opposing corner, the one pointing to the back of the stage, has a black and white cube with a round green button set into it. There are white plastic chairs with black legs tucked into three sides of the stage, one with its back to the door, one with its back to the water cooler, and one with its back to the audience. On either side of the platform, fixed to the lower floor of the studio itself, are two black bollard-like structures. These each have a camera in them and are directed towards the stage. Above the middle back wall hangs an overhead camera, trained on the table. During the production, an actor can press the green button set into the table when they say that they are beginning or ending recording. When they do, the footage from the overhead camera is projected to fill the middle back wall. At points during the performance, this footage changes to what is being recorded by the two other cameras. These are filming what is happening under the table. So if a character is fiddling with their hands or has a concealed object, it is picked up by these cameras and shown to the audience on the screen. When this happens, only the audience and not the characters are aware of what can be seen.
Hello, my name is Jamie Ballard, and my pronouns I go by he, him. I would describe my skin colour as pale white. I don't have any visible disability. I would say that I would identify myself as white British. I play the character Cameron Andrews. Cameron is a male and goes by the pronouns he, him. Cameron is in his early 40s. He is 5'9", and his body type would be slender. His hair is short back and sides, slightly longer on top, and his hair's color is what you describe as salt and pepper, white with white gray with some darker hair as well. He has no facial hair, is clean shaven. With regards to how he conveys himself through his movement, he is very relaxed and sits sort of comfortably in his chair. Clothing wise, Cameron wears slip-on dark brown boots, ankle-high boots. He also wears dark blue chinos, a pale blue long sleeve shirt with a collar, and over that he wears a dark blue woolen casual jumper with a bit of a collar to it, a high collar to it, and a zip at the neck, which is sort of undone, so you can see the pale blue shirt underneath.
My name is Colin Conley. I was going to call it me White, and I don't have any visible news. So my character, I'd say he was more than average. I identify this as well. And my character's name is John Collin. I say he would use he, him for his pronouns. And my character is described as is in his 50s. I myself am in my late 40s. My character's got sort of greyish, bald in hair, got quite shrews, divine insides, and a slight bit of a stubble, which is kind of shaved around the bottom as well. And my character's quite relaxed. He's worked in this place for his whole life, so he's very relaxed in his environments. He also has a slight inner tension because he has to get the interview done. And my character's clothes, he's quite a British guy. He wears flannel trousers and a check shirt, very smart shoes. So he's, even though he's a policeman, he kind of likes to read the history books, and he's very well read. That would be about it, I think. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Rosie Shee. I use the pronouns she, her, and that's how I'd like to be used or referred to in this audio. How do I describe my skin colour? I describe it as pale and white. I don't have a visible disability. My character has the exact same voice and accent as me, so I'm White Lunch. The approximate age of my character, I would say the late 20s, or maybe she's 30, but definitely new to the police force, and new to the role as a detective. She has long hair that's tied up quite severely in a bun. I'm short. She's short as well. She has auburn hair. I wear green corduroy trousers, which are kind of three-quarter length. I've got quite heavy-duty black boots on. And then I also wear a police lanyard. I can say my characters for the way I move. I usually have a lot of tension, actually, in my shoulders, to try and convey the stakes of the play. My character's often trying to maintain a sense of calmness, but there's a lot of stress underneath or inside. Yeah,